We're here with Gary Forrest, Shildon manager, after Wednesday night's 1-0 win against Dunstan. A hard-fought win tonight, Gary?
Yeah, the game panned out exactly how we expected it to be honest with you. We know Dunstan are a very solid, organised, hard-working team. They're very difficult to break down. Conditions weren't great today. The pitch was a bit bobbly. The wind was making things difficult. First half was played at a strange type of tempo, and we said at half time, listen, you know, we've got to lift the tempo, we've got to take the throw-ins quicker, take free kicks a little bit quicker, and we started the second half fairly bright, to be honest with you, and we got the goal, and then the game kind of just kind of petered out again, didn't it? But 1-0, I would have took that before the game. I'm delighted to pick up 3 points. It keeps us in the chase. And, you know, Dunstan are a team capable of taking points off teams, so we're pleased with that.
And, of course, it was getting back into second place tonight after Spinnerwood had a big win last night. And we're off to Billingham Town on Saturday. And, of course, we obviously respect the football team that we're playing against. But will you be looking at that as an opportunity to maybe score a few goals as well? You said after the last game that goal difference might be something that plays a part this season.
I think first and foremost we'll send the lads out, they'll get 3 points. That's the first priority. That's the only thing I'm interested in, is let's go and get 3 points, and then let's see how Celtic Nation is spending more battle it out on Saturday. Our objective is to get 3 points, nothing more than that, to be honest with you.
And with you know, the way things have panned out so far, how are you seeing, you know, Shildon's own chances as we get closer to the end of the season now?
I've said for a few weeks now, it's going to go down the last week of the season, if not go down to goal difference. I've got nothing I've seen to change my mind, but both ourselves and Spennymoor have got some tricky fixtures to play. Celtic Nation, but you know, got the points out on the board. I genuinely think there'll be one or two points in it by the end of the season.
Yeah. And tonight, just going back to tonight's game, I noticed that Mark Stevenson kind of came off after having a bit of a head knock early on, or just before he came off. How's he tonight?
I think he's just in shock. I think he's had two games back to back that he wasn't expecting.
So we can take it from that that he'll be ready for Saturday if he's selected.
I'll leave that decision to Dean as normal. I don't know the answer to that, to be fair.
Okay, thanks very much, Gary.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers.